A warm front is lifting its way through northern New York and central and northern Vermont late this afternoon into this evening. With that front nearby, we've seen clouds, some rain, some sleet, some freezing rain, and even some snow, at least in the vicinity of that front. Farther south, it has been a different weather story. In those areas, the front has passed, and it's been a pretty nice afternoon, especially from the I-90 corridor on south, where there has been a decent amount of sunshine and temperatures are on the mild side. So it is feeling like springtime across much of the area. And as we head into tonight, it's going to be relatively mild for this time of year. I expect lows to be generally in the 30s, which is really not too bad for early March. There is the chance for some showers this evening, so if you do have plans tonight, have your umbrella with you, as you may encounter at least some areas of rain, and some patches of fog are possible as well. By tomorrow morning, it'll be a pretty warm start to the day for this time of year. There is the chance that there could be a few icy patches across the north tomorrow morning, so keep that in mind. And as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine, especially during the morning. Clouds will tend to fill in, so I don't think it's going to be 100% sunny tomorrow, but we'll see clouds and some sun. And there's the chance for some rain, mainly later in the day. So while it's not going to be a very bright day all day, much of the day will end up being rain-free, but it will be a good idea to have your umbrella with you, as there is the chance for some rain before the sun goes down. Temperatures tomorrow will be mild again. Highs will be largely in the 40s to around 50 degrees. South of Albany, temperatures will actually make it up into the 50s. A couple of spots may hit 60. Then on Wednesday, it's still not too bad in terms of temperature. We will be largely in the 40s, and we'll see similar temperatures on Thursday. On Wednesday and Thursday, the mountains may hold in the 30s, which, again, is really not that cold for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with some showers, patchy fog, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, clouds, some sun, a chance of showers, especially late, some areas of fog, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy with some showers, areas of fog, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, clouds, some sun, a chance of showers mainly during the afternoon, patchy fog with highs in the 40s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with some showers, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and for tomorrow, clouds, some sun, a chance of showers, especially late, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy with some showers, lows in the middle to upper 30s, and for tomorrow, clouds, some sun, a chance of showers, mainly late, mild, with a high around 50. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, some rain or snow showers possible, especially in the mountains, breezy with highs in the 40s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs mainly in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.